Good morning, everybody. Welcome, Packers fans from around the world. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Hope you're all having a fantastic morning wherever you are in this great big world of ours. Hello to everybody in the comments section. I'm just sitting here letting you know that it hasn't even been a week. Hasn't even been a week since the Rodgers news dropped. Not even a week. Oh, baby, I'm sorry, I'm a little late this morning because people won't stop fucking texting me about it from all manner of places. It's been a fun morning. Hope you're all doing well. How about that offensive line? That's something I was looking at going over the draft, the last couple drafts and the makeup of this team. And it's very, very clear. Brian Gutekunst is trying to put a stamp along this line of bigger, physical, more intimidating. And I'm here for it, man. And some would argue it's about transitioning to Love. I don't think that's the case. I think it's much more about how they want to play and the kind of team they want to have. And, man, I am loving it. The pieces, the mixing and matching they can do at this point, especially when Bakhtiari is back from his injury. Obviously, that is a consideration. Got to think he'll miss at least a few games early on in the year. But the way it lays out right now, I am so excited about this offensive line. And it's funny how it was a true concern. You know, there were definite question marks heading into the draft, but man, with their selections this past weekend, along with what they did last year and the pieces they have coming back, I am very excited for the big boys up front in the green and gold. I'll tell you that. Hello to everybody in the comments section. Good to see you all. The Bubbatron, that is perfect. Worrying is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it won't get you anywhere. Fantastic. Couldn't have said it better myself. Anyone who follows me for any length of time knows that I am very much of the ilk of the spy in Bridge of Spies when Tom Hanks repeatedly asks, "Do you never worry?" And he responds, "Would it help?" It's not going to help. So I try not to worry about it, but human nature being what it is, you can't help but worry sometimes, no doubt about it. Jerry Kramer is disgruntled with the new line. I think Jerry's going to be okay. By the way, check out the new documentary about Jerry. It just got released last week. We had a very small part in it. Is Bob McGinn losing his mind? Guys, I just want everyone to know that shortly before I went live, Bob McGinn confirmed Schefter's report from last Thursday, so everyone can relax. I think methinks the internet moves a little too fast for Mr. McGinn. Andy, thanks for the super chat. I really wonder what the hell Goot and the rest of the front office has done to piss off players. Not 6 months ago, Matt LaFleur had that locker room carrying the G and together. But that's the nature of the offseason, right? And that's the nature of personnel, is making hard, shrewd decisions that then are probably unpopular. And the, you know, with your rank and file is no exception. I think that's the nature of the beast. Especially, it's a lot easier to be carrying the G together when you're all in the locker room together each and every day. The off season comes, you all disperse, you all go about with your lives, and it's easier to have factions and grievances and problems. You know, that's just the nature of the beast. Give me Elliot Wolf as GM. Sometimes you have to go backwards to go forwards. Well, I don't think that's happening anytime soon, but hey, I was all for Elliot getting the gig back in the day. It is interesting though, that, since leaving Green Bay, guy hasn't been able to get a sniff, hasn't had much of a opportunity. Not even interviews. So maybe his star is not as well received around the league as it is in Green Bay amongst the fandom. Zol, thanks for the super chat. Just want to say thank you for the awesome coverage with a realistic perspective. Tired of all the reports and drama. Us fans just got to enjoy the ride. Zol, thank you very much. I try to keep it, as real as possible. Obviously, I am a Packers fan. I don't make any bones about that. I don't try to hide the fact. I want the best for the team. There's no doubt about it. And I'll tell you what, Aaron Rodgers being under center in 2021 is what's best for the team. So I am pulling for that to happen. There's no doubt about it. Oh, thank goodness. I was having some trouble believing it, but now with Bob's confirmation, I think I'm good. Yes, you can all rest easy at night. Have you talked about Zadarius posting about wanting a raise? No, I haven't, but that keeps in line with what I was talking about last week prior to the draft. And what I've heard is that Zadarius was, raise it to the word pissed that he didn't get an extension when they restructured his contract. He was very much angling for one. The Packers didn't give him one. That graphic is a pretty damn clear story, how he has been more productive than Khalil Mack. Now, you know, that's part and parcel with the NFL, though. I mean, you do sign a contract, and at some point, if you do outperform it, hopefully you will get adjusted and or extended. There are going to be times when you are outperforming guys across the league and they are compensated more. I mean, Aaron Rodgers went through that for a long time, where there were plenty of other quarterbacks who were making a lot more money than he was while he was a superstar and one of the best in the league at the position. So, you know, Za'Darius can be upset about it. He can grouse about it, but he's got to wait in line. You know, there's only so much they can do. Gutekunst and LaFleur have built a very, very good team. Millionaire problems. Greg, I very much agree. Very much agree. All the A-Rod drama and talk now may be a tad painful, but all that evaporates when he's under center and we win week one. It's true, but he's got to be there to do it, and that's no given. I mean, you guys know I do think that's the most likely outcome, but it is by no means a certainty. I know we've got Rob Domofsky out there saying there's only a 5% chance he's back with the team. And to counter that, I will say there is a 95% chance that he's back with the team. How's that? 95% chance, just to balance it out. When we all know it's a 50-50. Come on. Nags, what does Devontae's tweet mean? I don't know, but he liked my tweet. That's what I was eyeballing yesterday on Twitter. I said, you know, the day when the Jake Kumerow of all fucking things, the Jake Kumerow news was out there. I said, today has been about Jake Kumerow, but never forget, Brian Gutekunst is the one who let Jordy Nelson go. And we all know how close Aaron Rodgers and Jordy Nelson are and were. I don't think it means anything other than Devontae, you know, appreciating that it's a business and you got to get yours while you can get it. Now, maybe it's an anti-Gutekunst sentiment, but I don't think so. Joseph M., thanks for the super chat. Nags, can you give us a breakdown of the entire roster's personal lives and how that obviously directly translates to the football field? Joseph, I will be doing that in my new video segment, What's Going On Behind the Curtain with X, Y, and Z. No, I don't know. Nice hat, Aaron. Thanks, Mike. It's one of my favorites. Boyan G., what's up, man? Trivia regular. How you doing? Let's say Rodgers does not return. Will Packers ask $30 million in unearned bonus back? Oh, you best believe. If he retires, he has to. They don't have to ask. He must repay them. Up to almost $30 million. Yes. If he retires. Now, if he just sits out and doesn't retire, that's a whole other story. He can just sit out and gather up tons of fines for not reporting, but he still doesn't owe them anything unless he retires. Then he owes them money. Dave, thanks for the super chat. In late June, when some sort of resolution has been brought to the Rodgers situation, where does he do his first interview? McAfee, Wilde, transplants? Well, we all know transplants is way down on that list. Come on. It's obviously McAfee, right? I mean, I don't think there's any question. I mean, unless he wants to do some kind of legacy media thing, like traditional style, then it's probably Aaron Andrews on Fox. But I would think McAfee's got the inside track there. Do I think Russ Ball has anything to do with this problem? No. He's a numbers guy. And he makes the numbers work. Yeah, I don't think this is on Russ. And it's funny because so many Packers fans were so like anti-Russ Ball for the longest time for whatever reason. He's finally out of the firing line. Finally. If Rodgers does come back for 2021, is all forgiven or is it a lame duck year? Oh, I don't know. I tell you what, my hunch is that it's over. And that's the final year and it's the last dance. But really depends on what the resolution is. If it is a contract extension with more guaranteed money, then no, he's probably sticking around, right? But yeah, that's a sticky wicket, as the English like to say. I would be surprised if he is there much past 2021, though. Oh boy. People. Wait, it's so simple. We need a punter. He's friends with McAfee. Bring him in. Underage Packers have been in talks with Aaron to get him on the show. That's great, Joey. I'm very excited for you. Let me know how that goes. Any chance they'd trade Love instead? Justin, you can't completely dismiss it, but I would highly doubt it. Is there a possibility that happens? You'd be a fool to say no, but it is their guy now. It is the one that Brian felt strongly enough to take in the first place. I can't imagine they'd turn around and ship him away now. But if that is the way to get Aaron under center, maybe they do it. We'll see. Again, though, I highly doubt it. 2020 draft pick that most affects next season, A.J. Dillon. He's going to be rocking and rolling. Was the last dance last year or this upcoming year trying to decide on my Sunday ticket description? I think it's this year. It would be really nice if Rodgers would give us his side of things. Wouldn't it, though, Justin? I'll tell you what. The longer he is silent, the better I feel about him returning. Because it allows more shit to get out there, more nonsense, and then he can come in and walk it back and look like the level-headed guy who is like, look, I don't know how we got to this point. There's so much. I don't want Gutekunst fired. This is the media. And then that's his favorite thing, is to make it the media's fault. You know, when he could end all of this with a fucking tweet. Sitting at, he liked Devontae's tweet 2 days ago. We know he's watching Twitter. Could literally end it all right now. But he chooses not to, because he likes to make the Packers twist. Thanks for GM, Mike. Nobody wants that. They take a big cap hit if they trade Love. Yeah, it's true. They take a big cap hit if they trade Rodgers. But we'll see. I feel bad for Jordan Love. I'm not sure this is how he envisioned the start of his NFL career. Yeah, but he's in it now. Not much he can do or can be done. I hear you, though. He's the one I feel the most bad for. There's no question about it. Oh, sorry, Mr. Inglewood. Almost missed it. Thanks for the super chat. Aaron Rodgers behaving like the villain in a Die Hard movie. I want a fully loaded plane waiting at the airport and Kumaro returned immediately. Attention, Packers front office. Attention, police. I'm sure you have realized now the futility of direct action against me. I wish for no further loss of life. Eric Wingers, thanks for the super chat. How do you feel about the D-line after the draft? Can Slayton be a starter next season or a rotational guy? I think he's a rotational guy early, but he can round into a full-time player. I think he's going to be there to clog things up on early downs, and God bless him for it, because it allows Kenny to move around and be a chess piece. I love that pick. I love it. And I don't think he's going to come in and be a great player, you know, at least not right away, but I do think he gives them the kind of girth and, you know, just physicality across the front that they've been missing, sorely missing. I'm excited to watch that kid. And if he's even just a partly what he's shown in his college tape, if you can just bring that to the NFL, man, he could really help this defensive line. No question about it. So I think Adams returns, right? Yes, Adams is going to be back. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. I love Lindsley and Wells, but it'll be nice to have a bigger center that can't be moved into running lanes by the Justin Tucks of the world. He's a tall dude, Myers. He's a tall guy. They haven't had a center that tall in a long time. I mean, yeah, we'll see. I mean, your college strength doesn't always necessarily translate to the NFL, but I think, yes, I think he is going to be quite good. Rob Domofsky said it's a 5% chance, 12 returns. I know, Ryan. As I just said, I'm saying it's a 95% chance. So there, we've got the balance. We could tip the balance of the scales, and we can all just meet in the middle. There. Take that. Go on Rob's chat next time he does one. Oh, what? He doesn't do them? Oh, right. Well, go and tell Rob that I said it's a 95% chance to counter his 5% chance. There you go. Let me see what else we got. Bill, thanks for the super chat. True Detective season 4 with Rodgers and Goot as the leads. You are the Michael Jordan of being a son of a bitch. Let's make it happen. I love this idea. I love it. I am all in. Slayton is the D-line. Slayton is the D-line. I'm on the Brood Squad. You are the Brood Squad. A nuclear family. Thanks for the super chat. Why are the most competitive people in the world so upset with competition? Brady when Jimmy G was drafted. Favre Rodgers. Rodgers Love. Just beat them. Great. Good point. And it's so sensitive. I know. But that's part of what makes them great. I mean, Michael Jordan was the same way. You know, his Hall of Fame speech where he basically listed every human who had ever slighted him ever. You got to have a certain level of petty to get to there, to get to that point. And Rodgers certainly has that in him. I wrote that his first year as a starter on Cheesehead TV. He definitely has some Michael Jordan in him in that sense. He holds a grudge. He holds on to every single slight. We all know it. But that's part of what makes him great. So, yeah, I hear you. Yeah, just beat him out. And he said that. Aaron Rodgers literally said that prior to the draft when there was all this talk about, oh, he'd had a down year. He was coming off a couple down years. Packers might bring in a quarterback. And he said, whoever they bring in here, they ain't beating out me. He knows. Of course he's going to beat out. But that maybe then lends credence to this idea that I've seen floated around is maybe he saw Jordan Love in practice running the scout team and saw a little bit of himself, saw some talent, saw some competition, and went, wait a second, this is my fucking rodeo, and acted accordingly. I don't know. It'd be nice to hear from him. That's all I'm saying. I'm just throwing that out there. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Time to schedule and book the Lebowski watch party. It's coming. It's coming. Trivia will be wrapping up soon. So after trivia is done, we'll definitely get it together. What do you think will be the biggest difference seen between Pettine and Barry? Joe, that's a really good question. It's hard to say, though, without getting too much from Barry the one time we got to talk to him as far as philosophy and such. If he runs things, though, the way they ran the defense in L.A., I think they'll have, hopefully, a lot less kind of pre-snap nonsense, a little less when it comes to trying to mix and match personnel with what the offense is doing and a little more dictating. Not simpler, because there's certainly a lot of kind of communication that needs to happen and things that happen post-snap, but a lot of the pre-snap stuff will be taken away, which I think is a good thing. I think they were specialists to a fault under Pettine. And I think a lot of that will be streamlined with Barry. Hopefully. That's my hope anyway. Mm-hmm. You check out Bad Batch. Andrew, I was up at 4 a.m. watching Bad Batch yesterday morning. Are you kidding me? Dude, that show was awesome. And I love that they made a 70-minute kind of mini movie. Just kick it off. If you're a Star Wars fan and you haven't watched it yet, watch it. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. Paul, thanks for the super chat. Nailed the Hans Gruber nags. Not really. That was a bad accent. Do you notice when some media say Gudekunst, they drop a German accent for some reason? I do notice that. You know who can't say that name to save their life is Corey Behnke. It's hilarious. Anytime he tries to say it, he can't do it. But yes, Paul, I've noticed that. Some people, Gudekunst, like they just go into some weird accent. I don't know why that is, but it's funny. Why does Rodgers want all the drama and whatnot? I thought he likes to chill, attitude of gratitude. It's his way of getting back at the Packers. I've been saying it. I'm going to keep saying it until he explicitly says this isn't the case. And even then, I'm not sure I'm going to believe him. But, you know, they embarrassed him last year on draft night. He embarrassed them on the draft night this year. Payback is a bitch. And he's just loving watching them having a twist and turn in the wind. Z did great. Pay him. Brandy Lewis breaking it down as usual. Do I think Za'Darius gets extended this offseason? Not this offseason. They just restructured his contract. I think next year there's a possibility. There's a good chance that happens, but I doubt it happens this offseason. Is Lambeau going to be 100% capacity this season? That's a really good question, Rick. They have not said one way or the other. I think they'll wait to make that kind of announcement as the summer goes along here. I suspect there's a very good chance that happens, though. Yes. You know, obviously, we'll see what happens throughout the summer with the pandemic and vaccinations and what have you. But I do think there's a good chance that, yes, Lambeau should be back to 100% next year. God, I hope so. Can't wait for more three-man rushes this fall. Mike Witt, you shut your mouth. Jesus Christ. Grafting Diamond, thanks for the super chat. What are your expectations for Tonyan in 21-22? I think he's going to ball out. I think he's going to make some money. It's going to be interesting. I said the other day on Twitter, I'm sure some of you saw it, you know, Tonyan literally tied a scoring record at the tight end position for a franchise that's been around for over 100 years, and no one ever talks about him when they talk about the Rodgers and having weapons, and he is an absolute weapon, and he's done a really good job of building up his game, and I think he's only going to continue to do so. That's what's crazy. Remember last summer when we were like, what are they going to do at tight end? And how's that mix going to work? And then we came into camp and he was obviously tight end one from the very first practice. And we thought, okay, they've made their decision. That's their guy. But we still didn't think, I didn't think that he was going to go on to have the season he had, but he played an outstanding game all throughout the year. And I think he's only scratching the surface of his potential. Not necessarily he's going to score 11 more touchdowns this year, but I do think he'll be even bigger part of the offense and he'll have more plays designed for him. He's certainly put up the numbers to indicate that it's not too big for him. And I do think he's just going to work his ass off and be better. Now, in this offense, the ball could go anywhere in any play. And, there's no telling who's going to be the guy outside of Adams, because Adams is the one guy who will obviously get fed. But I don't think there's any question that he still hasn't even come close to scratching the ceiling. And I think we're going to continue to see him to develop into a really, really good player. When is transplants returning? I'm already missing back and forth about Cream City Bricks. I don't know. It's going to be a while. Corey is very busy. But it'll happen. We'll be there. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Join me today at 5 p.m. Eastern on the YouTube page for the latest edition of Live Packers Trivia. It's going to be a lot of fun. Check out the latest episode of Packs What She Said. We've got a live version for you that went last night, and we got a new recorded version just dropped this morning. Make sure you check that out. Check out all the latest at cheeseheadtv.com for all the latest on the green and gold. I can't thank you guys enough for the support you give us. And hey, Patreon members, don't forget, we got our happy hour tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Lambeau time. If you're interested in joining the Patreon, it's a lot of fun. It supports everything we do at Cheesehead TV. All we ask is $5 a month. Like I said, it supports everything we do, and we are eternally grateful to our Patreon members. Happy hour tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern. It's a lot of fun. Please join us. In the meantime, please do me a monster favor and hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.